Good evening to everybody on the conference call. Happy to be here again teaching God's Word, and I thank Bob for asking me to share the Word. It sure is a joy and is a privilege, and it's a lot of fun. And tonight, I picked out a record in the Old Testament, and it's hopefully it'll be fun for you. It's fun for me to read this record. I call it The Good Guy Wins. The good guy wins. And we'll go to, if you go to 1 Samuel chapter 17, that's where we're going to pick up the record. The good guy wins. Now it seems under Saul at this time that Israel had kind of lost its vision. They were supposed to be God's chosen people. Well, in this record, we're going to read that they didn't exactly believe that right away. And somebody, the good guy, came along and reminded them of who they were as God's chosen people. So let's read the record and have some fun. Now the Philistines gathered together. Oh, 1 Samuel 17:1, hope everybody's there. Now the Philistines gathered together their armies to battle. And they were gathered together at Shoco, which belonged to Judah, and pitched between Shoco and Ephesdemon in Ephesdemon. And if you can pronounce those words better than I can, congratulations. And Saul and the men of Israel were gathered together and pitched by the valley of Elah, and set the battle in array against the Philistines. Philistines are the bad guys. Israel was supposed to represent the good guys. And the Philistines stood on a mountain on one side, and Israel stood on a mountain on the other. And there was a valley between them. And there went on a champion out of the camp of the Philistines named Goliath of Gath, whose height was 6 cubits and a span. He was a very big guy. And depending on what reference you checked on, he was anywhere between 8 and 11 and a half feet tall. That's very big. And he had a helmet of brass upon his head, and he was armed with a coat of mail. And the weight of the coat was 5,000 shekels of brass. And my little note here in my Bible says that was 125 pounds. So this armor jacket he had on him weighed 125 pounds. So he was a big guy and well armed. And he had greaves, verse 6, and he had greaves of brass upon his legs and a target of brass between his shoulders. And the staff of his spear was like a weaver's beam. And his spear's head weighed 600 shekels of iron, and one bearing a shield went out before him. So it's like a big human tank with a shield bearer going out before him. Quite an imposing sight. And he stood and cried unto the armies of Israel and said unto them, why are you come out to set your battle in array? Am not I a Philistine, and ye servants of Saul? Choose you a man for you, and let him come down to me. If he be able to fight with me and to kill me, then will we be your servants. But if I prevail against him and kill him, then shall ye be our servants and serve us. And the Philistine said, I defy the armies of Israel this day. Give me a man that we may fight together. When Saul and all Israel heard those words of the Philistines, they were dismayed and greatly afraid. And remember, they were God's chosen people, but right here, they weren't acting like it. Verse 12, now David was the son of that Ephrathite of Bethlehem, Judah, whose name was Jesse. And he had 8 sons, and the man went among men for an old man in the days of Saul. And the 3 eldest sons of Jesse went and followed Saul to the battle. And the names of his 3 sons that went to the battle were Eliab, the firstborn, and next to him Abinadab, and the 3rd Shammah. And David was the youngest, and the 3 eldest followed Saul. But David went and returned from Saul to feed his father's sheep at Bethlehem. And the Philistine drew near morning and night and presented himself 40 days. That was a long time. And Jesse said unto David his son, take now for thy brethren an ephah of this parched corn and these 10 loaves, and run to the camp to thy brethren, and carry these 10 cheeses unto the captain of their 1,000, and look how thy brethren fare, and take their pledge, you know, get a report, see what has happening with them. Now Saul and they and all the men of Israel were in the valley of Elah, fighting with the Philistines. And David rose up early in the morning and left the sheep with a keeper, and took and went as Jesse had commanded him. And he came to the trench as the host was going forth to the fight, and shouted for the battle. For Israel and the Philistines had put the battle in array, army against army. And David left his carriage in the hand of the keeper of the carriage, and ran into the army, and came and saluted his brethren. And as he talked with them, behold, there came up the champion, the Philistine of Gath, Goliath by name, out of the armies of the Philistines, and spake according to the same words, and David heard them. And all the men of Israel, when they saw the man, they fled from him and were sore afraid. They were supposed to be God's chosen people. God was going to take care of them. And the men of Israel, verse 25, and the men of Israel said, have you seen this man that has come up? Surely to defy Israel as he come up, and it shall be that the man who killeth him, the king will enrich him with great riches, and will give him his daughter, and make his father's house free in Israel. And David spake to the men that stood by him, saying, what shall be done to the man that killeth this Philistine, and taketh away the reproach from Israel? For who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God? And that's our good guy, David. He was the good guy. He is on the scene now, and look at his actions and his speech against this formidable foe. In verse 27, and the people answered him after this manner, so shall it be done to the man that killeth him. And Eliab, his eldest brother, heard when he spake to the men, and Eliab's anger was kindled against David, and he said, why camest thou down hither? With whom hast thou left thy few sheep in the wilderness? I know thy pride and the naughtiness of thine heart, for thou art come down that thou mightest see the battle. And David said, what have I now done? Is there not a cause? And he turned from him toward another, and spake after the same manner. And the people answered him again after the former manner. And when the words were heard which David spake, they rehearsed them before Saul, and he sent for him. And David said to Saul, let no man's heart fail because of him. Thy servant will go and fight with this Philistine. No other Israelite had risen up to do this but David. And verse 33, and Saul said to David, Thou art not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for you are but a youth, and he's a man of war from his youth. And David said to Saul, thy servant kept his father's sheep, and there came a lion and a bear and took a lamb out of the flock. And I went out after him and smote him and delivered it out of his mouth. And when he arose against me, I caught him by the beard and I smote him and slew him. Thy servant slew both the lion and the bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing he hath defied the armies of the living God. Wow, he brought God into the situation. Verse 37, David said, moreover, the Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine. And Saul said unto David, go, and the Lord be with thee. And Saul armed David with his armor. He put an armor of brass upon his head. Also, he armed him with a coat of mail. And David girded a sword upon his armor. And he essayed to go, or he attempted to go, for he hadn't trained with the armor. And David said unto Saul, I cannot go with these, for I have not proved them, or I haven't trained with them. And David put them off from him. And he took his staff in his hand, the shepherd staff that he used to guard the sheep, and chose him 5 smooth stones out of the brook, and put them in a shepherd's bag, which he had even in a scrip. And his sling was in his hand, and he drew near to the Philistine. Man, quite a confrontation, huh? This little old guy that nobody thought would be able to fight him is confronting this big old giant armed to the teeth. So verse 41, and the Philistine came on and drew near to David, and the man that bare the shield went before him. And when the Philistine looked about and saw David, he disdained him, for he was but a youth, and ruddy, and of a fair countenance. And the Philistine said unto David, am I a dog, that thou comest to me with staves, or sticks? And the Philistines cursed David by his gods. And the Philistine said to David, come to me, and I will give thy flesh into the fowls of the air, and to the beasts of the field. Then said David to the Philistine, thou comest to me with a sword, and with a spear, and with a shield. But I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. This day will the Lord deliver thee into mine hand, and I will smite thee, and take thy head from thee. And I will give the carcasses of the host of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air, and to the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. And all this assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hand. Wow, quite a war of words between him and Goliath. So who's going to win? Verse 48. And it came to pass, when the Philistine arose and came and drew near to David, that David hasted, and he ran toward the army to meet the Philistine. And David put his hand in his bag and took thence a stone, and he slung it, and he smote the Philistine in his forehead, that the stone sunk into his forehead, and he fell upon his face to the earth. So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and with a stone, and smote the Philistine and slew him. But there was no sword in the hand of David. Therefore, David ran and stood upon the Philistine and took his sword and drew it out of the sheath thereof and slew him and cut off his head therewith. And when the Philistines saw their champion was dead, they fled. And look what happened in verse 52 after the men of Israel saw what had happened. And the men of Israel of Judah and of Judah shouted and arose and pursued the Philistines until thou come to the valley, to the gates of Ekron, and the wounded of the Philistines fell down by the way to Shearim, even unto Gath, and even unto Ekron. And the children of Israel returned from chasing after the Philistines, and they spoiled their tents. And David took the head of the Philistine and brought it to Jerusalem, but he put his armor in his tent. Well, the good guy won. That was David. The good guy won because he brought God into the picture. He showed him. He showed the rest of Israel that they were God's chosen people. And they took courage. And in verse 52, they rose up and shouted and pursued the Philistines, and they won the battle, all because of this one good guy that brought God into the picture, named David. And that's what I wanted to share with you. I hope you have a wonderful night sleeping, and that you can go to bed with peace in your heart, knowing that God will take care of all of us, just like he took care of David and Israel.